Jim Gavin is hoping for his first piece of silverware this year as new Dubs manager, with the Lilywhites standing their way in the O'Byrne Cup final. Leitrim and Sligo will battle to be the best in the West in the FBD Connacht League, while in Munster, Tipperary's ever-improving young guns hope to scalp the kingdom and win the McGrath Cup. Mickey Hart is back and so are Tyrone, and they would just love to get one over on Monaghan in the Dr. McKenna Cup final. This is Talking GAA, I'm Dave O'Grady. We're delighted to be back for 2013 with the first show of the season, and we'll be capturing all the action and banter right here every month. We also look for you to get involved with the show. Drop us an email to theworldstalking@gmail.com. You can also check out The World's Talking on Facebook. We are at The World's Talking on Twitter, without the G at the end. Well, we've a lot to cover in such a short space, so let's get to it. I'm delighted to be joined by Conor Donnelly from the GAA Scores website. They cover all aspects of GAA, ladies Gaelic football and camogie. Conor, it's a great site. You guys provide a terrific service for punters, tracking scores of all GAA games far and wide.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for having me, Dave. Yeah, we do. It can be a bit... get a lot of notifications on the phone, but no, it's all right. It goes all right now.
You guys must have representatives from all over the country, because there's no way you can get to all those games that are played at. And you know, you're updating it score for score, Conor. It's remarkable.
Yeah, well, no, well, basically, we've got a lot of people who are committed to the cause, and they do it quite religiously. You know, they send in their scores throughout the country and actually abroad as well. Now we've got people have been sending in scores from America and all as well, so it's good. It was mainly just for people to keep up with the scores. Like, not everyone can obviously make the games, so I just thought it would be a handy service for people to make use of.
It really is a terrific service. Now, we're also delighted to be joined by a Leishman and sports freelance journalist, Colleen Duffy. Colleen, thanks a million for joining us on the programme. No doubt you'll be hoping that Leish will make a big impact in Leinster this year.
Well, hopefully, certainly when it comes to the football anyway, we'd have great hopes after being the All-Ireland quarter-final against Dublin last year. But it is a long road, and it has started already for teams like Leish and others right around the country, of course, with the competitions we're going to be talking about in a minute. But certainly the hopes are there. Hope springs eternal every year, and hopefully 2013 can be the year for Leash.
Yeah, and we're also delighted to be joined by our Talking GAA correspondent from Cork, Graham Welton. Thanks a million for coming back to the show. You'll be also, like Colleen, hoping for a good your county to do well in both football and hurling. Cork, what do you think? It's going to be a tight Munster championship this year, I'd say.
Yeah, the draw set up this year for a Cork Kerry final last year. They met in the semi final, so you know, a new management in Kerry adds a bit of spice with Eamon Fitzmaurice going in, and there's been a bit of a change in the Cork back room as well. Conor Coonan lost three of his selectors, so he's brought in three new faces, and he's also been boosted by the fact that Owen Cadigan and Damien Callan have totally committed to the footballers this year. So, you know, it's been 3 years now since they won the All-Ireland, so, you know, it's about time they pushed on if they want to be regarded as a side that, you know, is a top side, and they need to be winning two or three All-Irelands rather than just the one that they won in 2010.
Yeah, we'll see what happens for the Rebels. Hopefully it will be a strong performance this year. Lads, let's get cracking, and I want to talk about Parnell Park on Saturday. It could be the place to be. No doubt we're going to have a very competitive O'Byrne Cup final, Dublin v Kildare. It's always a feisty encounter between the two counties. Both managers will want to prove a point early on, Colleen. I'd say, yeah, we're in for a good one.
Certainly in for a cracker, and I suppose Kildare won't be making any ham-fisted attempts now of getting one over the Dubs on Saturday night after the announcement of their new sponsor, the Brady Family Ham Company, of course, on Monday night, and a great announcement for them, of course. It is hard to get sponsors at present. Brilliant to see Kildare have an Indigenous company and a company local to themselves, of course, on board as well. Both teams have done very well in the competition to date. Of course, group stages, league format, Champions League style, if you like. That's the way it panned out this year. And Kildare, with a 100% record going through the competition, have beaten IT Carlow and DIT already. Their sights, of course, set in the Sigerson Cup, which begins next week as well. And then, of course, Kildare Just 3 points to spare over Offaly last weekend, and Niall McNamee penalty miss ensuring that one didn't go to extra time. Dublin, more impressive. I know they lost against Wicklow, but they've certainly used a lot of players to date in the competition and have used three goalkeepers already in their four games to date. It certainly shows Jim Gavin's intent on giving as many of his players game time early in the year as possible. So it's certainly set for a big one, and expect a large crowd in Parnell Park on Saturday night as well, because it is going to be a pretty entertaining match.
Yeah, one of the things, Colleen, just about the game, as you mentioned Kildare's passage to the final and the 3 point win over Offaly. It's quite a tight affair, and Dublin, they've been healthy on the goals front so far this year. We've seen the likes of Emmet O'Connella and Paul Hudson. They've kind of added new dimensions to the Dublin forwards, and that, and especially seen in their wins over Louth and Offaly. But I always think that it can be positive for the likes of Kildare. You know, they've gone into the final after such a close game. I always think going into a final, having just about come through in a semi-final, it can be a bit of a benefit, whereas the Dubs kind of, they kind of tend to stretch out their lead over teams.
As Ger Brennan was saying when I was talking to him during the week, you know, they steamrolled Louth in that game. And as Ger was saying, you know, you can't read much into results like that, a huge amount, particularly at this stage of the year, because Louth were in more of an experimental mode. If you go back two games before that, Louth drew with Meath in a cracking match on a Thursday night in Park Talton in Navan. I wouldn't read a huge amount into either team's progress to this particular final. I think when you put Dublin against Kildare, no matter what time of the year it is, results previous to this will go out the window. Dublin possibly will edge the favourites tag a little bit, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of the two team lineups, because if both teams put out what would be nearly their strongest packs, well, then we're going to be in for a cracker. A game, of course, which could have extra time, and it has happened in the past. The last time Dublin were in an O'Byrne Cup final proper was 2008. They won it that night, but they did win a Shield final 2 years ago against Meath on a Saturday night in Parnell Park, I should say, and that went to extra time. So this has the makings for a good final as well, but I wouldn't read a huge amount into Dublin's ease to this final and the close nature of the Kildare-Offaly result.
Yeah, certainly. Connor in Connacht, Leitrim fans will be, I guess they'll be positive by their early season's progress, reaching the FBD League final after a win over GMIT. I guess the Leitrim fans really do want something to cheer about. It's been a tough L few years for them, but hopefully they'll have a good day out.
Yeah, I think so. They Leitrim have been unfortunate now. They've lost a good few players to the likes of immigration, and that although their FBD league campaign has been, you know, they've got the wins there, albeit all three of them by 1 point, so they, you know, it's pretty nail-biting stuff. The way they fought and came back against GMIT though was fairly impressive. I think though it'll be difficult now against Sligo for them. Now, Sligo came through their other games more comfortably than Leitrim did. They've their newly appointed captain, Emlyn Mulligan, and then Adrian Kroll, who's been contributing to the scores for them. It's their first FBD league final in a long time. Not too sure now how they'll deal with the Sligo firepower, but I guess they'll be happy to be there. As like Colleen was saying about Dublin, you know, despite getting boys' games as well at the same time, I wouldn't read too much into it about where it'll leave them for the championship.
For Sligo in 2013, Connor, I suppose the county really is on a bit of a high now after seeing their soccer players win the league, and I guess it will be important now for their Gaelic footballers to follow suit. A close game, as you mentioned, getting through, but they seem to have the firepower. They just about got over the line against Galway, but you reckon they'll be looking forward to 2013, and hopefully the feel-good factor in the county will benefit their footballers.
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like a bit of silverware to sort of lift the county in that way. The likes of Niall Murphy has been contributing to the scores for them, and Mark Breheny got four against Galway, and you know, so they're always threatening in that way. I think they might just have a bit too much firepower for Leitrim, but as you say, there'll be more going for looking ahead to the championship, well, their league campaign, and then onwards to championship.
Yeah, makes for an exciting Connacht FBD League final. Conor, also Tyrone and Monaghan bringing things up your way to Ulster. They'll face off in the Dr. McKenna Cup final. It was Plunkett Kane's goal on the stroke of halftime, which gave Tyrone a 5-point lead, 1-5 to 3 points against Fermanagh at the Athletic Grounds, and they held on for the win with Mark Donnelly putting the icing on the cake at the end. Mickey Hart, I suppose, Conor, will be looking for, he'll be hoping for a better year this year, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think with the likes of the McKenna Cup this year, Tyrone have sort of, they've been winning their games and they've been sort of breezing through it. You know, they've not really hit top gear yet. Against the games against the likes of Jordanstown and Antrim, they were fairly comfortable in those games. I think they'll be looking to go and they'll hopefully get a bit of silverware. It's great for the likes of Sean Kavanagh and that coming back in, and Stephen O'Neill has been on fire as well. But as you say, Plunkett Kane also contributing to the scores from midfield. I'd say they'll be hopeful for this final anyway, and they'll be hoping for, as you say, a better 2013 anyway.
Indeed, and Monaghan, of course, edged out down in the other semi-final, which it was also played actually in the Athletic Grounds. And we've seen the likes of their captain, Conor McManus. He really kind of led the way. I think he hit 1-7 on the scoreboard. It'll be important for Monaghan to have a bit of leadership this year and really kind of make a stake a claim in Ulster.
Yeah, Monaghan now have had a good few number of debuts as well, like Stephen Smith and Padraig Donaghy coming through. As you say, yeah, Conor McManus got 1-7 versus Down. He's looked a threat. And, well, they have their leadership there. You were mentioning about Dick Clark and be a man that would lead them, and Owen Lennon in the midfield there as well. As you, like you were saying earlier there about the semi-final, like Kildare's win, you know, scraping through a semi-final almost maybe will help them in the final. They only beat Down by a couple of points, so I'd say they'll be definitely confident in taking on Tyrone, and like Tyrone, they want to be ready themselves for the league, but they'll be happy with a bit of silverware as well.
Yeah, Graham, just to bring you to a point on Ulster, I love getting a good Munster man's opinion on what's happening in Ulster GAA. We see like Monaghan with their new manager Malachy O'Rourke, he'll be certainly looking to end their starvation diet, as was described in the Belfast Telegraph this week.
Yeah, I suppose new managers, you see it in Dublin now and you see it in other counties, they're anxious to try and hit the ground running and try and win over the supporters straight away. Monaghan are a bit of an enigma in my opinion. I mean, they're a side that are, you know, talked up by lots of people, but they never seem to deliver. They came close a couple of years, nearly beat Kerry one year, and they lived off that for a couple of years. And, you know, Banty was a great band for them. But, you know, they've slipped back a little bit. And Tyrone, too, have probably slipped back a lot over the last couple of years. I suppose there's a school of thought out there that maybe Mickey Hart has maybe stayed in the job too long. Maybe a fresh man might be the best. But, you know, they have a superb conveyor belt of talent coming up. And, you know, it would be nice to see Monaghan put one over them. They've come close in the past in Ulster finals and semi-finals, and they've never really closed out games. So it would be nice to see Monaghan maybe get a bit of silverware and give them confidence for the league.
And Graham, Kerry and Tip, they're both in the final of the McGrath Cup. I guess both counties enjoyed very different paths to the promised land. Kerry, I think they recorded an emphatic 317-111 victory against Limerick in Killarney, while Tip required extra time to edge out a pretty tenacious Waterford side, it's probably fair to say. 112-28 the final score. Do you think Tip, the Tip grit will actually put it up to the kingdom?
Tipperary now are a team this year that I'd be really watching out for. They have a fine conveyor belt of talent. They won the minor All-Ireland there 2 years ago, beat Dublin in a final. Good under-21 size in the last couple of years. They're in Division 4 of the league, and I'd expect them to come out of that. They're in with Carlow, Limerick, Leitrim, Clare, Waterford, London and Offaly. So they'll be targeting promotion straight away. So when they beat Cork there 2 weeks ago, they were probably ahead of Cork in terms of preparation for the league and championship. So that was no surprise to me that they caught Cork in Parky Ring. They're up against the Kerry side, new management, as I said earlier on. Anxious to put a bit of silverware probably straight away. But Kerry will be missing the Dr. Crokes players. I think Kieran Donoghue will probably still be on his honeymoon. And I'd say the likes of Mark O'Shea, Tomás O'Shea, Aidan O'Malley, they'll probably feature at some stage of the game. So it'll be a close game, I'd say, and you know, probably Kerry might just have that little bit of firepower to finish them out. But as I said earlier on, I think Tip could be really dark horses this year. Unfortunately for them, they're on the same side of the draw as Kerry. So you know, if they were to get to a Munster final, you know, like Limerick did a couple of years ago, it could lead to a trip to a quarter final. But unfortunately, as I said, they're on the same side of the draw as Kerry, and to get to their provincial final will be very hard for them.
Indeed it will. Colleen, coming to yourself on this, Graham mentioned a little bit about Tipperary there and the fact that they could be the dark horses this year. We've seen the success that they've had through the ranks under 21 and minor level. They've really developed a good young crop of players coming through. I suppose, you know, we've seen the McGrath Cup and games like this. It's a really good chance to test these young players coming into the squad.
It certainly is, and I was talking to some Tipperary under 21 footballers recently on a journey up to Dublin on the train from a match down in the Midlands, and there's great hope, there's great confidence. What Tipperary have done at minor and under 21 level in recent years, between minor successes getting to the All-Ireland, you know, hope springs eternal in Tipperary football. And I suppose while the minor and under 21 successes have come in recent years, over the last decade or so, there's been kind of a confidence about Tipperary football maybe that hadn't been there in the previous 10 years. I suppose the Declan Brown generation of players, if you like. And I know myself, I had a cousin involved with the Tipperary footballers. And, you know, there was great hope and there was a great indication that they were going somewhere. But then I suppose Limerick kind of came into the mix in terms of getting to a couple of Munster senior provincial finals. But as I said, with the minors and under 21s once again coming to the fore, you know, it should come maybe in the next couple of years that, you know, you would think that Tipperary might actually annex a Munster title. But of course, Cork and Kerry have had the stranglehold on it for so long. It's clear in 1992 who are the last team to take a title outside of the famed pairing of Cork and Kerry. So, you know, while minor and under 21 can bode well, sometimes it doesn't always come to fruition at senior level. And, you know, that's the stranglehold that has to be broken. But certainly, Tip can come good. I'm not sure if they'll win this weekend, though. I did see Kerry against IT Tralee in what was the first inter-county game of the year back in the 4th of January down in Fitzgerald Stadium. Kerry looking sharp, Kerry looking good early on in the year. I know Kieran Donaghy was playing that day. I know they had the likes of some of the Crokes players involved as well. Both will be absent this weekend, but you know, you can never discount Kerry at any stage of the year. And even in a McGrath Cup final, they'll want to win every piece of silverware. And I know they missed out in the competition last year. And with Eamon Fitzmaurice involved as manager as well, they'll certainly be hungry for silverware this weekend.
Indeed they will, Colleen. Now, lads, just before I let you go, I'm going to have to get your predictions, stick your necks out on the line. Conor, coming to you first. We'll start with the O'Byrne Cup. We've got Dublin against Kildare. We spoke about it being a feisty encounter, a close game. It'll be a bit of entertainment at Parnell Park. How do you see this one going? Do you think it's going to be close right up to the end?
Yeah, definitely. These two now are the big hitters of the province at the minute. I think Kildare might just edge it. They'll be buoyed by their win over Offaly. You know, it came through tight, whereas Dublin sort of walked through, you know, they sort of a possession for them to the final. But I guess, yeah, I'm guessing Kildare by a couple of points.
Okay, Colleen, Kildare might just edge it. Would that float your boat?
Home advantage certainly for Dublin, I would think, should swing it in Dublin's favour. But as Conor mentioned, you know, that consistency of the last couple of weeks, Kildare will be in it. It'll possibly go to extra time, but Dublin's goal threat up front is something that's impressed me in January to date, and goals coming from a variety of sources. So I'd go with the home side in this occasion.
Okay, Graham, we've got one going for Kildare, one going for the Dubs. Is it going to be Kildare consistency the key or Dublin's goal threat?
I have to go for Dublin. Kildare are a side I just cannot never work out. They have all possession in loads of matches, but they just can't score enough. And interesting to see that they're going to meet in the league below in Newbridge, that Dublin asked to switch the match to Croke Park. So I'm going to go for Dublin to win, and I think maybe Kildare might get the better of them then later on in the league at their home venue.
And if we go to Ulster, Conor, Tyrone desperate to get their structures back on track, Monaghan desperate for some success. How's it going to go?
Well, I think in this one now, I think even though Tyrone have had it relatively easy, they have such presence in their forward line. I think they'll be too much for Monaghan. The likes of Penrose and Stephen O'Neill have been scoring for fun. So unfortunately, I think this one is going to be for Tyrone by maybe about 5 points or so.
Okay, Colleen, Tyrone, too much firepower, maybe 5 or 6 points. Would you go along with that?
I'd have to side with Conor on that one. Certainly, Tyrone have shown that regardless of whether they're rebuilding or not, they've certainly been hungry today in the Paranai McKenna Cup. And I reckon, you know, there's plenty of young guns pushing the established forces in that squad. And I reckon, you know, Tyrone are always hungry for titles. And even on a cold day in January, they'll certainly want to take the McKenna Cup. And I reckon it'll be theirs this weekend again.
Okay, Graham, would you give Monaghan much of a chance here? The two boys have gone for Tyrone. It might be a cold night or whatever, but any chance for Monaghan?
No, I have to go with Tyrone. I'm just looking here at the team they put out there against Fermanagh, and it's a very strong team. You know, the McKenna Cup seems to mean an awful lot to teams in the north compared to, say, the McGrath Cup or the O'Byrne Cup. They seem to take it very seriously, and I don't see Tyrone letting up at all here.
Yeah, something tells me the FBD Cup final in Connacht is going to be something similar. Conor, no doubt you'll be seeing a Sligo win here over Leitrim.
Yeah, well, it's a bit boring, I know, but I don't see anything other than a Sligo victory there, to be honest now.
Yeah, Colleen, Sligo in, yeah.
Not 100% sure on this one. Certainly, there's a lot of Sligo guys involved with IT Sligo and different things as well. They may just put it over the line in the end, but I don't think it's going to be a runaway victory for Sligo.
Okay, Graham, will Leitrim give their supporters something to cheer about? Because I was looking at the Leitrim GAA website and they're planning their trips, they're planning their buses to their Division 4 league matches already, you know, and they're hoping for a little bit of something to cheer about. This could give them the feel-good factor going into the league.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing that doesn't go hand in hand, it's Sligo and favouritism. We've seen it before in championship matches where they've been favourites to win and they've failed to deliver. So, you know, they'd be probably 1-8 or 1-9 to win that game against Leitrim. So, you know, if there is to be a major shock, it could happen, but you still think Sligo would have a little bit too much for them.
Okay, Conor, going down to Munster, do you think Kerry is going to just have too much for Tipperary? Maybe the match came a little bit too soon for Tip's young guns.
Yeah, Tip have been impressive now. In their game against Waterford, they came from about 3 points down with about 10 minutes to go. So, and then in extra time, you know, they pushed it over the line. So they have been impressive in that sense. But you just look at the names in the Kerry team sheet. You know, I honestly can't see anything other than a Kerry victory. But definitely, I think it'll go to, you know, I think our Tipperary will hold them to it. You know, and they'll have to work for their victory.
Yeah, it's something about Munster, Colleen, that teams like Tipperary will always hold someone like Kerry, as good as Kerry are. They'll hold them right to the end, but probably Kerry will do just enough to get over the line.
Yeah, I reckon Kerry to push it over the line in the end. Tipperary lost this final against Cork by 7 points last year. They haven't won it since 2003. And really, you know, Cork and Kerry only have to be going at second or third gear at this time of the year to push it over the line in a final like this. I can't really see anything other than a Kerry victory. Hopefully, from a neutral's perspective, Tipperary could push it over the line. It would make things interesting. It would be nice to have a winner like Tip this weekend, but I feel it's going to be Kerry's third title in 4 years this weekend.
Okay, Graham, I'll give the final point to yourself, a proud Munster man. It's going to be Kerry's final this weekend. Do Tip stand a chance? I mean, we'd like to see a close game, and it would probably be good for Munster football if Tipperary were to make a little bit of a scalp there. But what way do you see it going? Are you going to give this one to your neighbours in Kerry?
I'm not actually. I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to go for Tip here.
Nice.
I just have a feeling they might do it. I mean, this is going to mean an awful lot to them. It's not going to mean a whole lot to Kerry. I know it's going to mean a lot if they lose, but I mean, this is equivalent of a Munster final for Tip if they were to beat Kerry. And they've had a couple of hard matches already. They've had a hard game against Cork. They've had a hard game against Waterford. Whereas Kerry have steamrolled through their matches. And I just think they might be a bit more battle-hardened and they might just want it a little bit more. So I'm just going to go for them to get over the line.
A Cork man going for the team that's playing Kerry. I like the sound of that. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time here on Talking GAA. My thanks to Graham Welton, Colleen Duffy and Conor Donnelly for joining me this evening. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter. We're at The World's Talking without the G, and we're The World's Talking with the G on Facebook. Lads, thank us very much for a great show, and we hope to do it all again soon.